Breathing is essential to life, but because it's automatic, we don't really think about it until we're doing something that's challenging. Even then, we often assume that some of us are luckier than others and have more lung capacity. But this is not really the whole story. Like almost everything, it's also a matter of conditioning as well as technique, which results in efficiency. To understand better, let's take a look at how breathing should work. For more details, let's get some help. Meet Lefty and Righty. Lefty is breathing poorly, and this shows in his stature. Righty, the teacher of better breathing, is positive and energetic. His purpose is to teach Lefty how to breathe better, using the 3 steps of better breathing. The first thing we may notice is that there are better and worse ways to breathe. And that difference can have a profound impact on mood, health, and fitness. Here's a few pointers from Righty. There are 3 keys to breathing well. The first key is to shut your mouth. Why? Because that's how we're designed. Look at the nasal cavity. Air is filtered, moistened, and temperature controlled before being channeled into the lungs. We should always breathe through the nose, even while exercising, and also during sleep, which also helps prevent snoring. The result is you will stay healthier, train more efficiently, sleep better, and wake more invigorated. Why is this? Well, in addition to proper preparation of the air, the nasal passage also adds nitric oxide to the air passing through. This chemical is not only both antimicrobial and antiviral, but it also helps dilate air passages and blood vessels, allowing easier transfer of oxygen into the blood. So this helps us to go farther and faster on less fuel. Analogous to a well-tuned, fuel-efficient car. The second key is to breathe through the diaphragm. Why? Because that is how we're designed. The diaphragm is a big, powerful muscle, and it's designed to efficiently move air in and out of our lower lungs. This is the largest part of the lung and also the highest concentration of air sacs, alveoli, where the oxygen and carbon dioxide are exchanged with blood cells. How do we practice this? Belly breathe. This helps breathing efficiently and powerfully. And finally, the third key is to breathe slow, easy, and rhythmically. Why? Because it helps us stay in balance. Slow breathing is more relaxing than fast breathing, which tends to make us anxious. Easy, light breathing helps because it increases the amount of carbon dioxide we have in our bloodstream, and that makes oxygen transfer more efficient. Diagram: capillary blood cell with oxygen molecule traveling through the muscle. Muscles need oxygen. Without enough CO2, the oxygen molecule gets stuck on the hemoglobin. This is a bit counterintuitive, but it's a well-known phenomenon known as the Bohr effect that significantly improves oxygen delivery to our cells where it's needed. Finally, breathing rhythmically harmonizes all our systems: cardiovascular, digestive, and even waste removal, improving our mood and our health. When we get these 3 keys right, we can reach the peak of fitness, mood, and health. And that gives us an edge in coping with everyday life. So how can we ensure that we make proper breathing a good habit? Just like anything else, practice. And BreatheX is a great breathing practice tool. It's like having a breathing coach in your pocket or on your wrist. Learn more about BreatheX and reach your peak.